Hello everyone, and welcome to another Green Interview, here on the VideoSearchFamily.com website. This is Aaron Tassentine, and today I'm here with Melissa Sue Anderson, who is most well-known for her role as a character, Mary Ingalls Kendall, on the Little House on Prairie television series that premiered on the NBC network in 1974. Melissa published and released a book this past May, and we're here today to talk to her about her time on the Little House TV series, and her book, The Way I See It, A Look Back at My Life on Little House. Thanks for downloading our interview, and a very special thanks to Melissa and her management for their time. How are you, Melissa?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. So nice of you to be a part of this today. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, for my first question, I know, I believe you were 11 when you were first cast for the role of Mary on Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind explaining a little bit about the audition process in this show when you started?
I originally auditioned for the executives at NBC, and I believe originally there were about 200 girls, supposedly. This is the story for each part, Laura and Mary.
Right.
And anyway, I auditioned for those executives, and they narrowed it down. And that's actually the meeting where I found out that it was Little House on the Prairie. My agent only knew that it was a Western.
Right.
So that was very exciting because I had read the book, like most kids.
Right.
And anyway, they narrowed it down, and I went to read for Mike Landon. And then they narrowed it down again, and they had a screen test of, I don't know, 10 to 12 girls or so for the parts of Mary and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a decision from that. So that's kind of how it went.
Hmm. That's very, very interesting. Now, how was it growing up on the set and on the show? I know you spent so much of your life, even when you're young, when you became a little bit older, you were still on the show for a while. How was it growing up on a set like that?
It was great. My experiences have only been really positive.
Right.
I don't really recommend it. I think kind of kids should be kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't really believe in children working, but
right.
I had only very positive experiences on Little House and then on all the other shows I worked on as well, because on our hiatuses, I was always working on something else, whether it was Love Boats or it was Movies of the Week or feature films or whatever it was. My experiences were always very positive and very good.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, I'm sure you get this question asked a lot of you, as everyone knows in this series, as your character Mary was blind on the show later on. And how difficult was it for you to play that type of role?
Well, it's probably one of the most challenging, if not the most challenging thing you can ask an actor to do. It's
mm-hmm.
very difficult.
Right.
I worked with teachers at the Foundation for the Junior Blind in
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, and observed students and everything there, and then also a teacher came on to the set as a technical advisor for those two episodes where my character went blind, because there could be a variety of technical issues that could come up, and
right.
sometimes did, that we needed to address immediately, and that
mm-hmm.
was very helpful.
Right.
And then for me as an actress, I had to perfect that sort of blind gaze, I used to call it, where I kind of looked through things as opposed to at anything. So
right.
I got really to the point where I could really concentrate, and people could be walking around in my line of vision. It didn't bother me. I was looking through them, you know?
Yeah.
So it was very difficult. It was very concentrated and took a lot of effort on my part, but
mm-hmm.
you know, it was a challenge. It was exciting and well worth it. And I was an actress, and I wanted to, you know, continue to be an actress. And
right.
I was thrilled to do it once I realized I wasn't going to be written out.
Right.
And I was our ratings had never been as high as those two episodes ever. We were
mm-hmm.
number two the first week and number one the second part.
Right.
Those shows. So all around, it was a great experience. Great for the show, great for me.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, did you ever actually learn to actually read, you know, real Braille as you were going through some of that? Mm-hmm. Right now, I guess I know people would appreciate this if you mentioned about this or not, but when you actually were doing that, if you can recall, were you closing your eyes, you know, at the time and pretending, you know, that you were really blind as you were trying to read the Braille?
Well, you know, I never closed my eyes because that wouldn't have been preparation for the role at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, you know, I just, you know, felt it.
Right.
You know, and did the best I could,
mm-hmm.
but... I have a whole chapter in the book completely devoted to those episodes, so it's kind of interesting.
That'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to reading that soon, as I'm going to be getting a copy of the book. So.
Oh, great.
But, yeah. Now, do you have anything interesting that you could actually share about when you guys filmed I'll Be Waving As You Drive Away and maybe perhaps to see the light, something that you think that people would be interested in knowing about those episodes? Something that maybe happened on the set or something.
You know, there. I can't just off the top of my head. I can't think of anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I write about both of those though, to See the Light as well in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Or something interesting to happen on the set, maybe with Michael Landon and you guys, or something like that.
You know, were always. You know, I can't remember them now.
Sure.
But I have heard, believe me, every blind joke imaginable. I mean, I have heard everyone.
Wow.
And something, I remember one, we used to have every year affiliates from all the other network stations, local television stations.
Right.
Would come to, at that time, they, you know, would come to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars of those shows would, they would want, the network would want us to show up and be introduced and talk, of course, to, and have dinner, and sometimes it was a breakfast. This time it was a dinner, I remember.
Right.
And it was after my character had gone blind. Mike Landon was the host that night, and he introduced me, and I walked down these steps, and I was wearing very high heels.
Hmm.
And there were little tiny, like, twinkly lights on the edge of each step.
Hmm.
And as I walked down, my heel caught in one of the in one of the wires of the little light. And
wow.
I fell, and I really hurt myself.
Oh,
but
boy.
I got up, and he, of course, makes the joke, it's, well, he's blind, you know.
Yeah.
And the entire night, it was humiliating. I'm bleeding through my silk pants.
Oh.
And everybody I meet says, are you all right? Which was very nice, but I was so embarrassed.
Right.
I mean, I could have died. I was so embarrassed.
Wow.
That's kind of a cute story.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. It's a good thing you left when you did, you know, at the end when everything was finished. So, sure you were happy to get out of there. So, but
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I was.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I know throughout the show, obviously, you worked with Melissa Gilbert as well. And as far as your friendship with her, did you spend time, you know, maybe going shopping and different things of that nature with her, you know, off the set when you guys weren't filming?
It's interesting. This is not uncommon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Most television shows featuring families are very well cast,
mm-hmm.
usually, but people are picked, I mean, from all different, you know, backgrounds.
Right.
Melissa and I really had nothing in common.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were both kids. We were only a year and a half apart.
Right.
Sometimes surprised at that. But you know, she wasn't really, well, in my opinion, she wasn't really serious about acting at
mm-hmm.
that time. She was, you know, more just a fun-loving kid.
Right.
Wanted to play and stuff. And I was. I was very serious. But that was kind of my nature anyway. I was shy and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was never a shy kid. So
right.
We were very different.
Mm-hmm.
So we always got along fine and great, but we weren't really friends.
Right.
You know, close friends. We were friends.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't close friends.
Hmm.
So we didn't actually associate much off the set too much.
Right.
But and I think that the producers were kind of happy that that's the way it was, because I think they didn't want us to be too close.
Right.
They were worried with our ages, because we were so young, that
right.
we might have a fight or something, as young girls do.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have not been so good.
Right, right.
So I think it was fine the way it was. We were, you know, we respected each other's differences, and we never fought or anything, but we weren't particularly close. And it is very common, especially with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, family shows like that. And we're all hopefully good at our jobs, that people think we're really a family.
Yes, and I think all of you guys were, so that's one thing, you know, that I'll mention, you know, from a personal standpoint. When I was really young, you know, I used to watch the show, too, and I still watch the show, but when I was really young, when I think I can recall when I first saw some of the episodes when you were blind in those shows, I really thought that you were really blind. And, you know, of course, obviously, later on as I got older, I realized, you know, it was acting and things of that nature. But you really pulled it off well. And
it
was excellent. So,
I did get letters from even blind people I've read about this in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the shows with their families and friends, and I got letters from lots of people, including blind people, saying
wow.
that they thought I had gone blind.
Right.
You know, so it was really like, you know, hearing that from you, it's a great compliment.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it, because it was hard. I did work very hard.
Yes. No, you're welcome. I bet, you know, that touches your heart when you realized that you were getting, you know, these letters from people that were really blind, and I bet
yeah.
that was amazing. Wow.
Really was. As a matter of fact, the way I came up with the title for my book, as it's called, The Way I See It.
Right.
And I was going through clippings for, you know, newspaper clippings for articles and pictures for the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across an article about, and it was with a blind lady and me. Or the title of the article was something like "The Way They See It" or something.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 went on,
right.
And I went, "The way I see it, that's it," because it was a play on the blind thing,
mm-hmm.
as well. And it was, and it's my take on my life on Little House. So I thought that was very good. But that's how that actually came to be. It was something in this article that was similar, not quite the same, but it made me think of the way I see it.
Right.
So it was great. I was like, great, my title.
Yeah, no, that's really good. You know, I know how writers and people can be when, you know, they're trying to think of the inspiration for the title, and that's very interesting that it came
right,
about that
right.
way.
Well,
so.
And publishers tend to want to go very on the nose.
Right.
You know, and that's not usually the way the author wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really happy with that.
That's good. Now, I know later on in the series, as most people know, as things have progressed as the season went by, you weren't seen that much in the show. And now, I was just wondering, was that a personal choice of yours or Michael Landon, if you don't mind mentioning about that and what that was about, if you don't mind?
Well, I was contracted to do 7 years,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Right.
We all had 7-year contracts
mm-hmm.
in the very beginning.
Right.
But, you know, because my character went blind, it got very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, like I said, it was great.
Right.
But because of the blind issue, and also because of the era in which the show was set,
mm-hmm.
it being a blind pioneer, I have a chapter in the book called "I Was a Blind Pioneer and You Thought You Had Problems."
Right.
Because it was very tricky. The writers were running out of ideas
mm-hmm.
and things that I could really do.
Right.
So it was either one tragedy after the next, like a soap opera.
Right.
Or I was put in an episode where I shouldn't have been in a scene at all. I didn't have to be there. I had no dialogue at all, just for audience recognition, just so that people wouldn't think that, you know, what happened to Mary? Did she die? What
right.
happened to her? You
know? Right. Right.
So it was like that. And so in the seventh or end of the sixth season, beginning of the seventh season, I was starting to think about what am I going to do. And because of this, I ultimately what happened was I had the last big tragedy of the baby dying in the fire,
right.
and then I write all this in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a show where I was in a scene at a circus that was just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't have been there, and it wasn't great. And that really made up my mind for me. And I thought, okay, I think I'd like to phase myself out.
Right.
Because I think it's just, you know, this isn't going to work like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time to, and I kind of also wanted to leave the show on a high note, you know.
Yeah.
While the show was still doing fairly well, I didn't
want
the ratings to drop off. And that's eventually, ultimately what happened. I mean, it you know, the ratings fell and it was canceled. So,
right, yeah.
But I left after the seventh season. I did two shows, two episodes, the eighth season. And that's why you don't see as much of me. And then I left.
Yeah, wow.
But I think I made the right decision because it was just it was time for Mary and Adam to find some other work.
Right. Now, do you think that, you know, if the ratings obviously were continually high, and I know there was a situation regarding the land being leased and everything, you know, with the final episode of the Last Farewell, which was that last TV movie, but I guess I'm wondering what I'm saying as far as this is concerned. Do you think the show possibly would have maybe, continued maybe another year or so of that nature if the ratings were high? And if so, do you think that you would have ended up coming back to the show?
Well, I don't... Yes, I guess the show would have gone on if it stayed.
Right.
But it happened for a reason. I think the show's I read this too, that the show was getting tired, you know.
Mm-hmm.
it was now they bring in a new little girl, little bratty girl, to be the new Nellie.
Right.
And they have new little kids to face Laura. You know, they had a little girl with braids.
Right.
You know, lived with the family, and Jason Bateman played a role also as a new little boy.
Yeah.
And, so they were just, you know, rehashing old shows. What
right.
they were doing. And it's not new. I mean, a lot of series have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we were too good for that, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that. So I think you know, it was the right time for it to be canceled if that's what they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It just had, you know, it had run out of fresh ideas.
Right.
You know,
right.
It was time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if the ratings had stayed, of course, I believe that it would have continued.
Right.
On.
Yeah. Now, I guess, too, another thing was, were there any specific props or anything, maybe one of the dresses that you ended up keeping later on when you ended up leaving the show? Was there something that you can recall that you were able to keep?
No. I didn't. I was so sick of those clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, okay. We didn't have a lot of them, so
yeah.
We wore the same things over and over
right.
and over again.
Right.
No, I didn't want any of them by
wow.
that time.
Very interesting. Wow. Now, I know there was different memorabilia that was put out during the course of the series, and I know I believe there was something mentioned in your book, I think, about some of the memorabilia or something. But if you don't mind, was there anything of that you ended up collecting, or I guess did you not collect any of that either to save, you know, for years later, like now, I guess?
I have a lunchbox, and I have a couple of calendars. You know, I have my photos. And,
good.
So I think that, you know, really, you know, kind of meant something to me.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Now, I guess also I have about two more questions left for the interview, but I'm also wondering, what are your thoughts on the possibility, you know, at some point in time, if the series was ever released on Blu-ray, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I don't know much about
okay. The advancement beyond DVD, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, that's fine. But no, I was just...
Because it's just another form of...
another form of media on a higher level, pretty right. much.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. I guess if there's a call for it or something, that'd be cool.
Okay. Well, good. All right. Now, finally, at this point, last question for now. I know you had mentioned your book, and I was going to mention that right now. But is there anything interesting or something that you would appreciate that you really hope the readers, you know, grab as far as what you've said in the book, or something that, you know, you really want to come across as far as your story about Little House and as far as the book is concerned?
Well, the book is really meant to be it's really meant to be read where you can hear me talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hear this interview and then you read the book, you'll know that I wrote this book and
right.
no one else wrote it.
Right.
And that's what I really wanted. I wanted it, you know, it's not always grammatically perfect. Mm-hmm. Because that's not the way I talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I don't, you know, I don't always speak that way. It's really me. It's my take on it. And it's also surprisingly amusing, I think. And people might be a little surprised at that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also happy that I had a chance to sort of thank some of the people I worked with, some of the technicians and crew members and stuff that I worked with through the book. So that was kind of a great thing for me. And I have gotten some feedback from fans that, or people who've read the book that they felt like they were really there with me, that they were really, you know, experiencing days on the set with me.
Right.
And that's ultimately what I wanted. So I hope people like it and have a good time reading it.
Great. Thank you. And one last thing, and I think you'll appreciate sharing this at the end of the interview, but when you think back, obviously, on the show, and more in particularly the time you spent with Michael Landon on the show, what's one thing that he taught you during the show that's really... you know, stood out to you and still means to you something today?
Well, you know, I write about him a bit in the book, and his good points and bad.
Mm-hmm.
The good obviously outweighs the bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you know, some things that I've been able to take with me, I learned early from him, which is that, you know, that nobody's perfect, and mm-hmm. that even though we all looked up to him, he had flaws.
Yeah.
You have to really, some of them were, you know, some things were big, like having an affair with my stand-in on the show.
Right.
And awkward. And I had to learn early to accept people, you know, the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to work with him every day. I had to find a way to understand that even he was human.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and go on.
Right.
And I also really liked the fact that that he took me seriously when I was an adult, and he
mm-hmm.
treated me like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's hard for some adults, having worked with kids, to then see them as adults. I
right.
think that sometimes people just see you as a kid the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
They never let you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do that. We became quite close. When I was older.
Mm-hmm.
And we were close too on the show, because we were very much alike in the fact that we were both very serious about our work. But you know, when I was an adult, we also were close, and it was really nice. He respected me as a person and
mm-hmm.
didn't treat me like a little kid, and it was great. It was just, it was great. And I have, you know, very good memories. Of him.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a great honor to have you have an interview for us for our website, and we really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, thank you so much, and again, I appreciate it, and I know that so many people enjoy listening to this. I know I have a lot of people that go to my website, and I know that they're going to be appreciated this as well, so thank you so much.
Great. Well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
All right.